Good afternoon, and welcome to the Arcerros Arequipa's conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you'd like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Rafael Borja of i-advize Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm very pleased to welcome you to Corporación Arceros Arequipa's fourth quarter earnings conference call. Joining us today from Lima, Peru, are Mr. Tulio Delgado, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Ricardo Guzmán, Chief Financial Officer and IRO. Today, they will be discussing the fourth quarter 2018 results as per the press release issued by the company on Friday, February 1st. If you have not yet received a copy of the earnings report, please visit the company's website, where there is also a webcast presentation to accompany discussion during this call. If you need any assistance or wish to be included in future distributions, please contact iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3693. Please be advised that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. If you're a member of the media and wish to direct any questions to the company, please contact the company directly after the call. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call, and they do not account for economic circumstances, industry conditions, the company's performance, or financial results. As such, the forward-looking statements are based in several assumptions and factors that could change, causing actual results to materially differ from the current expectations. Thus, we ask that you refer to a disclaimer located in the earnings release prior to making any investment decision. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Tulio Delgado, Chief Executive Officer of Arceros Arequipa, who will begin the presentation. Tulio, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafael. Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. We appreciate your joining us on today's call and your continued interest in Corporación Arceros Arequipa. As always, we remain firmly committed to strengthening communication and maintaining transparency with all our stakeholders. Please take a look at slide number 3 of the presentation, where we can preview the agenda for today's call. First, I will begin by discussing some of the events that took place during the year, providing a brief perspective of what we expected for 2019. Then, we will review the results for the fourth quarter and full year. At that point, Ricardo Guzmán, our CFO and IRO, will take over to discuss operational and financial performance for the periods under discussion, as well as 2019 guidance prior to taking your question in the Q&A session. Let me begin with a recap of certain strategy and important events that took place during the fourth quarter, even events that are aligned with our business strategy and continuous growth and value generation. For that, let's turn to slide number 4. As we discussed in our previous earnings presentation, back in January 2018, the Board of Directors approved an investment of $180 million US dollars to initiate the construction of a new melt shop. This new facility, which will be located in the city of Pisco, will have a production capacity of at least 1.25 million tons of liquid steel per year. Among the many benefits of this transaction offer, this facility will allow the company to avoid import billets. At this point in time, we are pleased to state that everything is running according to schedule, both in terms of budget and in terms of time. Additionally, we have contracts signed with major suppliers, and thus we expected a successful implementation, with the goal of initiating operations mid-year 2020. As a result, during 2019, we will strive to remain on schedule with the development of the project. We will keep you posted on any material updates. In November 2018, we started operation of a new tube plant in our Lima facility. This new plant, which will achieve production capacity of 36,000 tons per year, will support the companies in maintaining its market share in the fuel market. It is important to note that added to its subsidiary Comercial del Acero, which already has a leading position, this will make us the leading fuel producer in Peru. Furthermore, we would like to update regarding the integration process as Comercial del Acero, or COMASA, which took place early in September. Aceros Arequipa has begun the implementation of a series of cross-company operational and strategic initiatives to drive efficiency, capture synergies, and boost value. As a result, we expect to successfully reach the first stage of the integration process during the second quarter of 2019, following full system rollout and database assimilation. On other note, in accordance to our commitment to continuously monitoring potential developments and investment opportunities, in November, the company successfully created Tecnología y Soluciones Constructivas, or TSC, a new subsidiary focused on VDC, that means Virtual Design and Construction, thus developing services orientated to the digital transformation of a structural change, allowing to increase the level of industrialization in the construction project. We are excited with the potential this subsidiary represents for our business development, and we aim to continue advancing and fine-tuning these operations during 2019. Finally, in December, the shareholders' meeting approved the amortization of both common and investment shares issued by the company and held in treasury with a total value of approximately $62 million. This was in accordance to local market regulation, which allows the company to hold common stocks in treasury for a maximum of 2 years. This amortization didn't have any impact in overall shareholders' equity. I would like to emphasize that these events reaffirm Aceros Arequipa management commitment to the company's business strategy, but maintaining focus on growth and profitability maximization in order to generate value for our shareholders. On a final note, as per our commitment to ensure the use of high-quality assets and state-of-the-art equipment, while at the same time maintaining low production costs as well as market leadership, we will remain vigilant with regards to potential developments or investment opportunities in Peru throughout 2019. As such, our goal for 2019 and beyond remains on maintaining organic market share across all our products categories nationwide, while strengthening regional presence in other key markets such as Bolivia. I would like to end my presentation with a quick snapshot of the fourth quarter and full year 2018 results. Please take note that all figures are unaudited and on a non-consolidated basis. Additionally, growth rates will be year over year unless stated otherwise. Please turn to slide 6. There is no doubt that this has been a dynamic and challenging year for Aceros Arequipa. While the fourth quarter results weakened year on year, the full year performance was quite strong as we made changes along the way in preparation for meeting the company's year-end goal. As a result, 2018 was a record-breaking year, and we reached the highest revenues and EBITDA ever in the company's history. CAPEX rose in line with a series of initiatives and investment opportunities throughout 2018, as discussed in the previous section. In the long term, however, we are confident that these initiatives are imperative in supporting continued growth and profitability again. Overall, fourth quarter 2018 results were strong, reflecting increased revenues and solid profitability metrics. Now, I would like to turn the floor to Ricardo Guzman, our CFO and IRO, who will review the financial performance for the quarter. Ricardo, please go ahead.
Thank you, Tulio. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I am also very pleased to conduct this call and to share Aceros Arequipa's results for the quarter. In the following slides, I will go more on detail on the numbers we just reviewed for the period. I would like to begin my presentation by discussing revenue performance, so please turn to slide 8. During the quarter, revenue increased by 3.8%, mainly due to higher average selling prices, which outweighed a decline in total volume. Export revenue increased by 18.8% to 115 million soles, while local revenue increased by 1.1%, reaching 542 million soles. Nonetheless, revenue increases were partially offset by a 56.6 million soles decrease of sales of other products, which includes round bar for mining grinding balls as a result of a shortage on high carbon billet supply. High carbon billet supply are a main raw material used in the production of round bars for mining grinding balls. However, our new melt shop in Pisco will allow us to mitigate this risk in the future once it is fully operational. On the other hand, total revenue for full year 2018 was 2.6 billion soles, an increase of 11.2% compared to 2017. Now, let's move to slide 9 to discuss our profitability measures. During fourth quarter 2018, gross profit was 111 million soles, a decrease of 7.3% compared to fourth quarter of 2017. This mainly due to lower revenues of round bars for mining grinding balls and, to a lesser extent, to higher raw material prices that were offset by higher final product price. Consequently, gross margin reached 17%, 2 percentage points lower than the fourth quarter of 2017. On the other hand, total gross profit for the full year 2018 was 422 million soles, an increase of 24% compared to the same period of 2017. Finally, EBITDA for the quarter reached 90 million soles, 7.9% lower than the fourth quarter of 2017, while EBITDA margin was 13.7%, a decrease of 1.7 percentage points compared to the same period of 2017. However, EBITDA for the full year 2018 was 343 million soles, an increase of 32% compared to the same period of 2017, the highest EBITDA recorded in the company's history. Now, let's take a closer look to EBITDA growth drivers as we move to slide number 10. As mentioned, lower EBITDA and EBITDA margin for the quarter were mainly by a lower gross profit, as well as higher other net operating expenses of 3 million soles due to employee termination payments and other provisions. On the other hand, SG&A was 4 million soles lower, mainly due to lower personnel and selling expenses. In line with these strategic guidelines, the company makes continuous efforts to control SG&A expenditures. And as we can see in the graph, as a percentage of revenue, we saw 80 basis points improvement to 6%. Moving forward into our bottom line, let's go to slide 11 to take a look to our net profit. During fourth quarter 2018, net profit and net margin were lower due to, one, a lower operating profit, second, a higher net financial expenses due to additional working capital financing, and lastly, a lower other income from subsidiaries, as the fourth quarter 2017 included the profit of asset sales from our subsidiary Transportes Barcino, which registered an income of 7.3 million soles in this transaction. Nonetheless, net profit for full year 2018 was 163 million soles, an increase of 28% compared to same period 2017. Now, please, let's move to slide 12 to discuss our total debt. As of December 2018, the company's financial position remained solid, despite a higher total financial debt of 861 million soles. This is mainly due to higher short-term debt to cover working capital requirements. As of December 2018, net financial debt to EBITDA was 1.8 times, higher than 1.2 times registered on December 2017. The company's stronger full-year EBITDA partially offset the impact of cash consideration used for the acquisition of Comasa and the higher working capital financing registered by the fourth quarter 2018. Additionally, as of December 2018, 50% of the total debt was denominated in soles, while the remainder was denominated in US dollars. This is in accordance with Aceros Arequipa's dollar denominated asset structure. The company has also signed leasing contracts with Banco de Crédito of up to $180 million to finance the new mail shop in Pisco. Combined, the leasings have a 10-year tenor with an initial 3-year of principal payment, 3-year free of principal payment. The net financial debt to EBITDA covenant on the leasings are 4.5 times during the investment period until 2020 and 3.5 times for the following years. However, the company estimates the ratio will not go above 3.9 times during the investment period. Other current loan contracts covenants are being amended to match the one already agreed for the mail shop financing lease. Now, please, let's move to slide 13 to discuss our working capital and CapEx. As of December 2018, operating working capital requirements, which excluded cash assets available for sale and financial liabilities, increased to 822 million soles. This is mainly driven by higher accounts receivables and inventories, which outweighs significant improvements in extending our payables. The higher receivables were partially due to the company's stronger revenues in Bolivia, where the company was able to increase its market share. The inventory increased was mainly driven by higher raw material prices and higher stock of produced billets due to a scheduled plant shutdown for maintenance purposes in October. The higher stock of produced billets will be consumed during the upcoming months. As of full year 2018, CAPEX was 224 million soles, which includes the 84.6 million soles of Comasa's acquisition. Other core investments included the implementation of a new tube production plan, our merchant bar line automation, and a land purchase for further development of the company's operations in the Lurin district. Nonetheless, it is important to point out that the company has invested an additional 67.8 million soles as part of a new mail shop. Now, please, let's move to slide 14 to discuss our cash flow. As mentioned before, during the full year 2018, cash flow from operation was mainly explained by a higher EBITDA generation, which offset higher inventories and receivables. Cash flow from investments, as shown in the previous slide, was partially offset by asset sales, dividends, and interest received that reached 36.7 million soles. Finally, cash flow from financing was positive due to additional working capital financing requirements and two bridge loans for CapEx, partially offset by interest payments of 33 million soles and dividends paid of 66.4 million soles. Now, let's move to slide 16 to review our guidance for 2019. Revenue growth target ranges from 2 to 4% and EBITDA margins between 12 and 13%. The CAPEX and the MELSO project target for this year is in a range of from 600 to 760 million soles, depending on the appropriate approvals. Dividends paid during 2019 are expected to increase at least 15% compared to dividends paid last year, which already had an improvement of 41% compared to 2017. Earnings per share is expected to be above 0.15 soles. This concludes our presentation. Thank you for your attention, and we are looking forward to answering all your questions. So at this point, we can move on to the Q&A session of the presentation. Operator, please proceed.
At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touch-tone phone. You may remove yourself from the queue by pressing the pound key. Once again, that is star and one to ask a question, and we can pause a few moments to allow questions to enter the queue. And we can take our first question from Raul Jacob. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for the call. Very useful. I wanted to ask, in terms of guidance for 2019, what do you expect for volume growth? Not only revenue as a whole, but volume in metric tons of steel. Thank you.
We expect the volume in the local market at least between 3 to 6%, an increase of 3 to 6%.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask your question, please press the star and one on your touch-tone phone. We can pause another moment to allow any additional questions to enter the queue. And once again, that is star and one to ask a question. And we can take our next question from Aoife McGowan. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi. Could you give us a little bit more color into what are the synergies that you have identified from the Comasa acquisition, and when would you expect to capture those synergies? Thanks.
Thank you. This is Ricardo Guzman. The synergies from the acquisition of Comasa, we have two stages. The first one that will be due on June of this year, we are expecting to be in net present value around $10 million in net synergies, of which the most relevant concerns operational structural efficiencies, import savings, and logistical and production optimizations. The second stage is we are starting the analysis. This is a medium-term goal. We are expecting it to, once we move the warehouses together of Aceros Arequipa and Comasa in Lurín. So for this first stage, it will be a net present of 10 million. And the second stage, which includes the consolidation of those operations, is under evaluation.
Thank you.
Thank you. And once again, that is star and one to ask a question. We do have a follow-up from Raul Jacob. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Oh, well, actually, my question was very similar to the previous one about Comasa synergies. But if I may ask about the volatility in the margins has been quite something of Aceros Arequipa. What does the volatility respond to? Is it the volatility of the raw materials? How can this be explained? Thank you.
Thank you. This is Tulio. Yes, that's the reply. It's mainly because the raw materials variances during the year.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we can pause another moment to allow any additional questions to enter the queue. Once again, that is star and one to ask a question. And it appears we have no more questions at this time. I can turn it back over to Mr. Salgado for any closing remarks.
Thank you for joining us today. As I mentioned before, this has been a challenging and dynamic year for the company, driving by growth and value generation initiatives, a trend that will remain for 2019. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact me or Ricardo. We look forward to speaking with all of you again and keeping you updated of the latest developments of Traseros Arequipa. We hope to see you again on the first quarter 2019 earnings results call next quarter. Have a great day.